Today we celebrate our risen Lord as the Good Shepherd of our flock. It is a beautiful picture of Christ, of His faithfulness and tenderness towards us. But let's never sentimentalize it. We must be ready to be led, to follow, to trust, and to obey. Jesus tells us that His sheep hear His voice and follow Him. Our world is full of voices bidding for our ear. Our job, part of what it means to be a Christian, is to sort those voices out so that we hear, listen to, and follow the voice of the Good Shepherd. One thing is for sure, and it's this. The voice of the Lord, the voice of the Good Shepherd, will always be the voice of the glad good news of the gospel, the biblical story of God who created us and who has redeemed us at the price of the cross. God's voice is the unmistakable voice of judgment, yes, but also and always of mercy and love. There are so many voices in our world that clearly have nothing to do with God at all. Greed, envy, pride, hatred, judgment, all clamor for a hearing. They appeal to the unworthy and distorted impulses of each of us and call out to us with the fraudulent values and standards of the world. At one time, it was claimed that the voice of the king was the voice of God. To obey the king was to obey God. In the democratic tradition, it has been claimed that the voice of the people, the majority, is the voice of God. Neither of these is true for the Christian. The voice we listen for is that of Jesus Christ. But we are not left with a silent universe. God has broken that silence, and the silence was broken in the person of Jesus with His voice. As the author of the book of Hebrews says, long ago God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets, but in these last days He has spoken to us by a Son. The Son is like a good shepherd. He will protect us, He will feed us, He will care for us, and no one ever can snatch us out of His hand.